Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's 2022, which means I've been covering the gaming industry for a solid decade, alongside marking 30 plus years of my life playing as many titles as possible. I say this because in both these chunks of time, the idea of what a video game is has changed considerably. Not to get embroiled in a History Channel-style retrospective, but we've gone from arcades and chiptune-backed 2D platformers to Hollywood-aping productions like Metal Gear Solid. My overall point, though, is I love this medium and everything that comes with it. All the unique ways we can now collectively celebrate what video games are. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 best stories that only work as video games. Also, big old spoiler alert, as we will be discussing some of these stories in detail. Number 8, Doki Doki Literature Club. 2017's Doki Doki Literature Club is an experience unlike any other. You take on the role of a nameless protagonist who joins their friend's reading group and begins to romance 3 of its members. However, things take a drastic turn when you discover that the 4th non-romanceable girl, Monica, is fully aware that she's a character in a video game. She then manipulates the game's code to try and become the object of your affection no matter what, killing off the other girls and eventually deleting herself to reset the game. It's a setup and payoff that only works with your direct involvement, not to mention the expectations that come with what's otherwise assumed to be a horny AF dating sim. The idea of fourth wall breaks as a narrative device, suddenly having a real sentience you can't stop, is horrifyingly memorable, creating a sense of discomfort directly connected to your fingertips. Number 7, Paratopic. Paratopic is a weird game. It's about as far removed from your typical AAA experience as you can get, and that strange sense of avant-garde creativity isn't the kind of thing you'd be able to capture in something like a Netflix series. Throughout Paratopic, you'll alternate between 3 characters in a narrative that's deliberately presented out of order, though it might take you a beat or two to realize it. One of the stories follows someone walking around a forest attempting to photograph a rare bird. Another sees you as a hitman ready to shoot someone in a diner, and the last one puts you in the shoes of someone who smuggles illegal VHS tapes. The game relies on subverting your expectations of video games, and that's what makes it work so well. Paratopic deliberately traps you in mundane moments such as waiting for an elevator or driving for long periods, and exists in a deliciously dated PlayStation 1 style to remind you that you're playing a game. The flickering between narratives also leaves you genuinely unsure as to what's really going on the whole time, even though you're always the one in control of the characters, making the whole thing engrossing and fascinating. Number 6, Undertale. While the core beauty of Undertale comes from exploring an underground world of monsters terrified of humans, the game's notorious branching paths and endings, neutral, pacifist, and genocide, create entirely different sides to the story. Your decision to spare or kill leads to massive ramifications, but where that becomes truly special is in the game's meta-narrative. Because in Undertale, each of your saves and resets are canonical. They're literally remembered by the game and commented on by certain characters. If you decide to try a pacifist run and receive a happy ending, your choice to start again is actively still a part of the same world. By resetting, you rip that happiness away from the characters you've grown to love, and that can work in reverse too. All this is just scratching the surface of what slowly unfurls around the core beats of Undertale while you play. A personal favorite scene is when a villain takes over your PC to keep crashing the game on purpose just so that they can win. If you liked Hideo Kojima's approach to the Psycho Mantis boss fight in Metal Gear Solid, it's a whole lot more of that. Number 5, Gone Home. Gone Home is a game that became the foundation of the walking simulator genre. As was always the case, though, a description like that misses the point entirely. Yes, this is a game where you have very little to do in regards to traditional gameplay, but that freed up all the time for story, characters, and overall narrative. Following a young woman, Caitlin Greenbrier, returning to her family home after a gap year, she finds the whole place abandoned, with a note on the door from her sister asking for forgiveness. It's then on you to explore this seemingly empty house and figure out what the hell went down. You'll pick up environmental clues and crisscross between specific characters' rooms, the whole thing playing into a haunted house setup and the first-person horror boom of the time. In the end, though, the horror was nothing to be feared at all. Gone Home's genius lies in twinning the idea of thinking you're about to find your sister's body in the attic with the reality that she's discovered her sexuality and left to be with partner Lonnie instead. The horror was whatever you brought to the table, fundamentally enhanced and made real by the expectations of the genre and a handful of expert clues from the developers, making the final reveal incredibly effective. Number 4, The Stanley Parable. There's one aspect of storytelling that video games have a monopoly over, and that's choice. Sure, you've got some choose-your-own-adventure books and occasionally films, but nothing holds a candle to active participation. This genius game puts you in the shoes of a man named Stanley, who awakens to find his office building empty. You explore and find a narrator attempting to dictate your actions, to which you'll immediately realize you can defy him and wander off somewhere else entirely, leading to a slew of choices that change the game's story, optional reveals, and endings. Calling it a story might be a little bit bold, as the plot is essentially a diverging set of pathways leading to many different scenes. However, that's precisely why it's a perfect video game story. Galactic Cafe addressed themes like the relationship between players and video game creators, choice in video games, and it even takes jabs at the concept of determinism. Number 3, Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect might feel like an unconventional choice for this list, as the story of a space commander battling against alien forces is hardly something cinema-goers or avid readers are unfamiliar with. However, there's a specific midpoint in this still customizable trilogy where Mass Effect 2 makes you feel a unique, powerful, and brutally memorable sense of causality you can't get anywhere else. It's the apex of the diamond-like story structure the trilogy takes on, the widest point in all the choices you can make in regards to Commander Shepard and how your band of misfits are taking on the evil collectors. By designing the game around a series of loyalty missions and specific character unlocks, you'll go into this mission thinking you're more than prepared. Considering the amount of production work also put into each character, there's no way any of them are going to die unless you really mess up. Well, BioWare coded a series of background checks that fans just had to go and figure out after the fact, as literally your entire crew can perish in this mission, including Commander Shepard themselves. This latter option is more of an Easter egg, but BioWare absolutely committed to the playable notion of a last-ditch effort to save the galaxy, with all the ramifications that come with it. With tens of hours of build-up, and with you deciding in the moment who takes on which roles, you're fundamentally responsible for when a crew member catches a stray bullet, and it will stick with you. Number 2, The Void. From the biggest sci-fi movies to the most intimate romance novels, stories can help you escape what you know. Here you play as a lost soul who's woken up in the mysterious void, a purgatory-like existence where life force is made up of color. You collect color to grow stronger and feed the sisters, oppressed and hungry inhabitants of this overall space. However, soon you must venture forth and challenge their oppressors, the brothers, to ascend. As you can tell, all of this is meant to put you in a specific headspace and feels like a different plane of existence entirely. The art design, the gameplay, and the brothers' conceptualization makes The Void feel like you're lucid dreaming. Also, there's no guiding hand in this game. You're just left to your own devices regarding what to do and who to follow. It's the sort of story that works because you are the cog making the whole thing turn. Without you, such a unique sense of immersion and payoff just wouldn't exist. And number 1, BioShock. It can't be overstated just how much of an impact BioShock had on video games, both through players and critical circles and the wider world. Suddenly we had a story that fundamentally only works if you have active participation in the narrative, active involvement in the game's would you kindly reveal, in a way that retroactively made your default mindset while playing a major factor. By directly making BioShock's reveal about a protagonist's unwitting choice and agency across the story, Ken Levine and the team at Irrational crystallized the element of purpose into video games. Why was Mario chasing down coins? Why is ex-action hero totally okay with killing thousands of people? It made us question the medium in a whole new way, elevating storytelling, immersion, and the possibilities of what could be done that much more.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.